Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter where you are in the country. We welcome you this Wednesday morning. Well, it's February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. We certainly hope that all of you had a really, really nice Valentine's Day. You know what? We're not going to stop talking about self-love, though, as Valentine's Day is over, because we think it's bigger than just any one day. It's about walking in love and trying to make that a real reality every single day. And so I hope that you'll keep that in mind. Remember, it's also Heart Month. We're going to have Dr. Oz and Dr. Jones on tomorrow talking about heart health and how we can all get mind, body, and soul. We can get better in just 28 days. And so hopefully you guys will go on this journey that we're on to get more healthy, more heart healthy, to eat better, live better, and just simply do better. Also, it's Black History Month, and you already know that on Friday, we will welcome the icon and the legendary Dr. Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou.
Every time I say that, you just want to say Dr. Angelou. But we're so excited, not only about this week, but this month. And it has been already an amazing month. Can you believe it? We're already halfway through the week. It's Wednesday. And always, when we start our show, we like to remind you about school buses and school zones. And that when you're traveling in the morning, 9 o'clock is that time when, you know, you need to, before 9 o'clock, you need to be mindful, especially if you're traveling through school zones. School buses are still rolling. And, you know, every single day we see something on the road that makes us say, please remind people about how important it is to be safe. We see people that are distracted. We see people that are speeding through the traffic circle. And so we just want to encourage you and remind you, give yourself enough time so that you can have time to get there, so that you're not having to put anybody else in peril trying to get there on time. And, you know, if all else fails, if you're late, you know what? Sometimes you just need to be late, because, you know, one bad decision or one bad move will make you say all I had to do was slow down. So before any of that happens, we say to you, slow down, take your time, and make sure that you're giving yourself enough time. Well, God bless you. It's 7:36 this morning, and I tell you what, we want to introduce you to an incredible lady. You know, I've been talking about for a long time the word possibility, and Laurel Langmire is the author of Yes Energy, and she absolutely speaks to possibility. And you know, the other day, I think it was yesterday, I was talking about, or it may have been the day before, I was talking about why some women especially, why some women say yes to their call, whatever that is, and others simply just talk about it forever, and they never step into that thing that they were called to do. Well, you know what? When you ask those questions, you're almost sure to get an answer, and I really got a lot of revelation and insight from Laurel's book, Yes Energy, The Equation to Do Less and Make More. And I tell you what, anytime we gather information and we meet people through their books or through their work that really inspire us, we believe that they will be inspirational to you as well. Simply because when one person lives their dream and they step out of the boat and they step into what God has called them to do, they step into those gifts and they allow those gifts to make room for them, then those are people that we want to share with you, because we believe that we will inspire each other through seeing another person that has done it, especially when people do things that they had to really work for. They weren't given success or money on a silver platter, that they've had to work and they've had to do all the things necessary to make their business happen. And I believe that we can learn from each other that when one person achieves that success, then it speaks volumes that the next person and the next person and the next person will be able to do the very same thing. Now, it's not going to happen without a lot of work, but I believe the more people that we see living their dreams, I know it inspires me to want to work harder to live my dream. And we hope that it'll want to inspire you to step out of the boat, that this year we're declaring is going to be the best year ever. But in that declaration, we've got to do some things. Nothing happens until you make the first step. And so what we ultimately try to do is we try to bring you people and institutions that can give you ideas and give you scenarios of what you can do. But ultimately, you have to do something lest you do nothing. So what you can do, you should do. I'm not saying take it all on today and quit your job, but I'm saying create a plan. And I believe that Laurel is going to be inspirational and even pivotal in helping someone to make that change and to turn it around. And so I'm super excited about introducing you to Laurel. If you have wanted to live your dream and you have wanted to start your business or write your book or whatever it is that you've wanted to do, I would say to you that this is a show, and this is an entrepreneur that you absolutely don't want to miss. And so what you need to do is you need to log online if you're headed into work. You need to call somebody and tell them, because these are the types of people that absolutely speak to possibility. And so this morning, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about great energy, that yes energy, and how we can put it to work in our lives, in your life, in my life. And you know what? We do it one conversation, 1 minute, one day at a time. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to Laurel Langmire and her new book, Yes Energy, The Equation to Do Less and Make More. We're going to take a break here, but we're back after this.
To resist being last on your list, but no other man's gonna do. So I'm saving all my love
for South McCorth. Henry Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Henry Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Henry Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Stormy Omardian.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Stormy, for people who don't know Stormy's story, you have such an amazing story. I want you to talk about what formed who you now are.
My mother was mentally ill, and we were very poor. I was born into that family with my dad working a lot and my mother sick. And she was very abusive, and physically and verbally. But I think what affected me the most was being locked in a closet in my early childhood. And that's the way my mother coped with me. She couldn't cope with life, let alone a small child.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining our show, we want to introduce you to an amazing woman. Her name is Laurel Langmire. She's one of today's most visible and innovative money experts. She continues to expand her horizons, even through the challenging obstacles of today's economy. Because of her tenacity and absolute confidence in what she teaches, Laurel is one of only a handful of women in the world today who can claim the title of expert when it comes to financial matters and making millionaires. She accelerates the conversation about money. Laurel is a New York Times, USA Today, and Amazon best-selling author. And her newest book is Yes Energy, The Equation to Do Less and Make More. Laurel, good morning, and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Oh, I know. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And not my last time.
Absolutely not. And so, Laurel, I want to jump right into Yes Energy and how that was birthed.
So Yes Energy is it's a commitment. It's an attitude. It's just a way that I've lived my life. You know, I've wrote these best-selling finance books with very specific financial formulas. How do you become a millionaire? How do you make money in 3 days? How do you get a business off the ground? And, you know, through the recession, depression, everybody went into no energy, where I can't afford it. I have all these excuses. I don't have time. I can't do this. And so the I can't and the, you know, no's are what really is living and driving most people's lives. And I've always lived with the saying, it's say yes and figure out how.
Wow.
And, you know, everybody successful that I have interviewed, that I have been around, been mentored by, they just say yes and figure things out. And most of the world is doing it the opposite. They're trying to figure out how. And then they'll decide if they're going to move their life ahead. And I can tell you, it's just been, it's disheartening, you know, to really watch. It's just sad to watch so many people be so committed to struggle versus just ease. Grace, simplicity. It's really not that difficult to start saying yes, get your kids saying yes, get commitment in your life.
Well, so, you know, that on the surface, it sounds very easy. But as you said, there are so many people that have committed to saying no. How do we begin to change the mindset from no to yes, especially when it comes to birthing those gifts and those talents and those dreams that lie within?
Well, so what I did, Hay House is my publisher, which I, you know, was so excited about because they're known for, you know, what's called the God Squad. You know, they wrote
Absolutely.
You know, all these amazing spiritual books with Wayne Dyer and Deepak and during the Virtue Louise herself. And so when we spoke about doing the book, he said, well, you know, we don't do finance books. You're going to have to write about you and how do you do this Yes Energy. And I thought, well, how do I do it? I mean, I just do it. I've just lived that way. And I think everybody has Yes Energy in their life. So what I did is I backed up and really evaluated, well, how do I live? Even through tough times, I went through a divorce, I've been sued, I've had just all sorts of fun things. And I said, well, first thing you don't have the conversation about what's not working and what's not happening. You get really clear what you want, and you go. So I put eight pieces to an equation that then will help people start finding their Yes Energy. So do you want me to run through them really quick?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. So change your conversation. And even if you feel like you say, well, what do I want? And all the what you don't want keep coming up, just make a list and burn it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And really before you, it's what you don't want in its opposite form, present and positive, And I was in the secret. I've done all this stuff, and I don't believe affirmations without action work at all.
Absolutely.
You know, you can affirm yourself all the time, but you don't get those feet moving in the right direction, it's not going to matter. And part of moving your feet is changing your conversation, and that's no more negative. Like I always say in my workshops, you know, I can't afford it. Is it an illegal conversation? You don't have those conversations in my room or in front of me or anybody. Mm-hmm. You can afford anything you want to have the life you want if you change your conversation. That's one piece it starts with. Faith, confidence, and certainty. And you get faith. I mean, I speak a lot about my spirituality and my relationship to God in the book, but whatever higher power that, you know, folks have. And then there's also a piece of faith that's within yourself. And that comes from confidence. It comes from certainty. It comes from knowing that you know. And it's not an arrogant stance. It's knowing, like, I know I am one of the best in the world at doing what I'm doing. And later in the equation, it's because, like you said, gifts and talents. And everyone listening has gifts and talents they could bring to the world. Mm-hmm. And as my dear friend Les Brown says, you know, when are you going to bring them? Like, show up.
Exactly.
Or
exactly. And this is what we do every single morning, Laurel. It is our mission to help people to live their dream. And that's why this book, I believe, is so critical, because I really I want you to say something and to give our listeners something very tangible. Because yesterday I asked the question, I said, I was sitting at a luncheon and I was talking to some of my sister friends, and I was saying, what is the difference between women who step out of the boat and they go for it and the women who will just talk about it? And it is about changing your conversation, but how do we get people to excavate what's in? How do we start?
So here's what I do to start. I mean, really tactically, they're listening today. Mm-hmm. And what I would do is I would get, whether it's a journal, a couple pieces of paper, I don't care what it is, but you've got to start writing stuff that's spinning around in your head on paper. And there's a couple things that I have everyone do. Is number one, start writing down, again, the things you want. And I can tell you, you know, that sounds like such an easy task, and it's not for most people. It is not that easy. Just writing. If it's only one thing a day, what do you want? What do you want? And look at the different areas of your life, from spirituality to health to money to your career and your personal development to your significant relationships, just your family and friend relationships. Then I make another list of the people and environment. I speak a lot about that in the book. People and the environment will influence you throughout your day. So if there's a lot of negative, you know, whining people, first of all, stop tolerating it. Mm-hmm. And really start making lists of the people in your life that really support you and those that don't support you. And then you've got to make a very serious decision. We don't have to do that today, but very shortly, you've got to make some decisions about who's going to support you in your life. I mean, I only have cool, fun, yes, energy people in my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have, like, the rest of them, they can't even be around yes energy when you fully live it. They'll just kind of move away. Mm-hmm. Right? Because they'll be like, whoa. And then the other thing, which, you know, the subtitle of the book, Yes Energy, The Equation to Do Less and Make More, it's about do less of the things that you're no good at or struggling with. And it's so interesting. That's the part earlier when I said it's just, you know, heartbreaking to watch some of these people just struggle. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if they're doing a business or they're doing something, you know, to invest or go buy real estate, whatever they're doing, most people try to do it all by themselves. So then another, like, list I would make is, what are the things that you know you're doing you need to do less of? So if you're, and I speak a lot to that, being in business, if you're doing bookkeeping, you shouldn't be doing bookkeeping. Now, you should do less of that. Mm-hmm. And here's how you evaluate it, is when you get up in the morning, what are the things you're procrastinating? Because I think procrastination is either one of two things. If you don't want to do it, or you're no good at it. So don't.
Wow.
Right? And so mm-hmm. then you say, well, who's going to do it? Because those things have to get done. And I say, you're going to hire it. And I know when people hear that, they say, well, we don't have the money to hire it.
Right.
And, well, then make more of the things that you're good at. And I guarantee you'll make money. I guarantee it. I have done this for 16 years. I have coached more millionaires, more people to make money than anybody probably in the space, especially women. And when you do less of what you're not good at, and you have more of what you're really good at. So make those lists. Like, get clear what you really, really have gifts and talents for. Mm-hmm. And then the do less is, now I got to go find a team to do these things.
Wow. And you talk about that a lot in the book, finding a team of people. And I really, really love that concept. We're going to take a quick break here.
Yep.
But when we come back, I want to talk about that team concept. And I also want to talk about the idea that you spoke into existence that mm-hmm. at... when you were a young girl, that you wanted to be a millionaire by age 35.
Yep.
So I want to talk about that when we come back right after this.
Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network, and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bevere, and I want to challenge women everywhere that you need to rise up, because, see, I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This is the official OPT network, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams. Also, Carol Henry Kinder. Get to a better financial state with your Pathway Finder advisor, Carol Henry. Listen, if you've been struggling with money, not only is Carol a great person to speak with, but also you need to call her to get on the right financial path at 318-448-8600. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. And also get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are there to serve you. You can phone them at 318-346-6695. If you're just joining our show this morning, we're joined by author and mentor, leader, speaker, Laurel Langmire. She is the author of the new book, Yes Energy, The Equation to Do Less and Make More. Laurel, good morning and welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. And so before we went to the break, I really wanted you to share a little bit of your own personal story. Being a young girl growing up, not with financial status or having money, but making a decision that by 35 you wanted to be a millionaire. How does that happen? How is that birth?
Well, I did it before I was 34. So right before my 34th birthday, I got that Yes Energy goal. I grew up on a farm in Nebraska, and I, you know, the typical you know, kind of farm conversation. You got to work hard and don't ask for it and blah, blah, blah. We all know that conversation. And when I was 17, I saw Dennis Waitley and I was given the book Think and Grow Rich. Mm-hmm. And I was always curious, too. I mean, I was very aware as a little one. I mean, at 7 years old, you couldn't tell my parent, you know, I always wondered how to get in this family. These people aren't like me. But I got this really big mission. I mean, just to figure out why is it so few people have figured this out? But they have figured out. There are very wealthy people in the world. There are people who live all over the world. And I love, you know, living global and doing all that. But why was there so few? And why is it that generation after generation after generation never move? You know, what's that all about? And so I went on to get a finance degree and just studied it. I just studied how wealthy people, and not like studied at the just personal development level. Like I literally went in, one of my first mentors was a bank owner. Like, you know, I figured, well, rich people put their money in the bank. I'm going to go find out what they invest in. I mean, so really the tactical level, which I think what makes my thinking about it so different. I mean, so really at that level, what do people do? It's not just how they think. Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly that is, but it's how they invest. It's how they behave. Almost 100% of them exclusively are entrepreneurs. So they have their own ability to generate money. So I just got on this mission to kind of figure that out and then got committed to being one. But just like everyone else probably listening, I kind of got sloppy in my 20s. I played a lot. I traveled a lot. You know, that's when I got my global fix of skiing all over Italy and Switzerland and play. Made a lot of money, but I'll spend a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And then I had this great moment in 1998. And I knew I was going to be a mom, and he didn't want to be a dad. And so I just made that decision to be a single mom. And that was my 33rd year. And so, boy, did I get all these little things together, which is really the message for everyone listening. You have a lot of the pieces of the puzzle. But if you don't put the pieces of the puzzle together in a way that's going to create a result, who cares? Mm-hmm. And that's where I was. I was in a place where I had all the pieces of the puzzle, but it wasn't making anything. So I got some great mentors, great coaches, figured out in 6 months, became a millionaire. So wow. By May.
Now, so how does that happen? Now, how does that happen in 6 months you become a millionaire? I mean, that doesn't just happen. How did that happen?
Well, I had a lot of the pieces. You know, I had my own entrepreneurial venture. I was already, you know, had my own business. I had an okay tax advisor, but not that great. I was spending money playing, you know, running around skiing and doing fun things, which I would never take those back. But I wasn't diligently investing my money in return assets. I wasn't diligently, you know, surrounding myself with people that think like that. You know, I have ski buddies, right? Mm-hmm. So it's exactly what I'm saying. It's like I had all the pieces of the puzzle, but a few pieces were out. Like I really wasn't taking seriously how critical it is, number one, to have coaches and mentors, somebody who's already done it. So how it happens is I called somebody 20 years my senior, told them what the situation was. I said, and you know that I know how to do this, but I need a guide and I need it fast. Mm-hmm. Because I can't afford costly errors and I can't afford to figure to stumble through this. I got to go. And we went and we bought so much real estate. And so, and I had money, you know, that was just sitting in cash. And then I learned to, you know, put teams together. We bought a lot of real estate. Then I did friends and family, you know, where a lot of us would go buy. In fact, we went to the Midwest. We were in Oklahoma, Texas, and just bought a lot of real estate. And then I took equity stakes. So becoming a millionaire is actually right around the corner. And I think, you know, being a millionaire for a lot of people is right around the corner. But a few significant things done wrong will hold you back.
Hmm.
It's cool.
Well,
you too, girlfriend.
Well, I mean, it is cool, but I think it, you know, you've made it sound a lot easier than maybe it really is, because there are people out there.
Oh, no, it's not easy at all.
Okay.
It's not easy at all. In fact, that's the synergy part. I mean, there's days, you know, where you get up in the morning and think, what? I mean, I didn't know how to raise money. I didn't know how to buy real estate. There were days I got up and felt like throwing up every morning. I thought, what am I doing? Is it really that important? Is it? And then see, where those moments in the morning, which has become my prayer meditation time, and, you know, what I call my intention setting, is in that moment, you know, think about people like you want to go work out, right? Let's just take it over there for a minute and say, well, I'm going to go get healthy. Well, think about those mornings you get up and you think, well, I'll go to the gym tomorrow. It's the same thing with wealth building. You don't get to go to the gym tomorrow. You're going to get your little self up. You're going to get back attached to what you want. And remember what the goal is and surround yourself with people who want to support the goal. And when you really do that, I mean, here's what's cool about it, which you don't really trust is going to happen, is when you enlist people that are already successful in your life to say, come help me, they aren't going to let you have a bad morning. I don't care. I mean, I don't remember how many mornings I would say, we're really going to go do this? Like, I'm scared to death, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know, I was pregnant during this whole time, too, right? So I don't feel good. I had all my little whiny behavior, too. And then he said, you asked me to help, you know, get off your rear. Let's go. You know, so successful people don't lay down and do that kind of, you know, behavior. Mm-hmm. So to surround yourself with people, I'll tell you, I mean, that sounds so easy, like you know, I'm here saying, you know, saying it. But I can tell you it was those days where if I wouldn't have got up and kept moving, I wouldn't have, it happened. And those are critical decisions for everyone listening that they got to do every morning. You got to get up and go. Mm-hmm. Get reattached to where you want every day. And I'm not saying it's easy, but I can tell you what will happen. It's like a conditioning program. All of a sudden, it just becomes a part of the way you live every day. You don't have to struggle with those conversations. I don't struggle with those conversations in the morning. Right? You and I just said that. Like, what's early? Early is relative.
Right.
You know, my early amazing time, I'm like Tahoe, Nevada. There's a light snow. It's beautiful. You know, the mountains are out of my horizon. You know, it's like, I love this time. Mm-hmm. I always get up early, and I don't have to get myself up and say, oh, what am I going to do today? Because I'm conditioned. And a lot of people listening, the reason it's a struggle to get up is because you're not, I always say, you're not in shape. You're not in entrepreneurial shape yet.
That's good. Let's talk about sequencing, because you talk a lot about that in the book.
Yeah, it's doing the right thing at the right time. And I can tell you, I mean, put a poster, you know, in your refrigerator every day until you figure that one out. Because you can do a lot of stuff during the day, especially, you know, if you're like stay-home mom, you're working at home, you're working on some venture. It's easy to get caught up in the home care and think you were busy all day. It's easy to get caught up in, you know, running errands and running your kids around to sporting events. Because I'm a single mom. I got a 5-year-old and 12-year-old. Mm-hmm. It's easy to have a busy day. But I can tell you, if you don't do the right things at the right time, in the right order, none of this will make sense. And that is such a pivotal piece of how I became that millionaire in 6 months. Right? Because I had a lot of the pieces. Most people have a lot of the pieces, but out of order. So, for example, simple thought. If you have your own entrepreneurial venture and you're paying a bookkeeper a couple $100 a month and your website doesn't work, you're paying the wrong person. You need to pay the $200 extra or whatever you're paying the bookkeeper. I was saying, you want to pay for the marketing and sales to get fixed because there's no money to count. So why are you paying somebody to count nothing?
Wow.
Like, get it in the right order. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really down to that tactical level that I teach because it's so critical that do the right thing at the right time, and you'll create amazing momentum. And that's where the ease and grace comes in. So it's important. It's a bigger conversation, a whole chapter in the book about it, and critical to figure that one out.
Exactly. Now, talk about EOE.
Extreme optimistic energy, and it's just so critical. And you know, a lot of people listening, if you say, well, I'm a pessimist, so that doesn't apply. It does apply. It's a choice to be an optimist or a pessimist. It's a choice. And every day, again, when you get up, who are you going to be in the world today? And you know, Les Brown is a very dear friend of mine, and I work, you know, with his company and his people a lot. And I was just with him at an event. He said, you know, most people die at 20 and get buried at 75. Somebody's waiting for every gift and talent. Somebody, someone, even if it's one person in the world, needs what you have. Mm-hmm. And if you're not willing to get up, I think you're ripping the planet off. Mm-hmm. God gave you great gifts. Get off your rear and get to it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know how, that's okay. But you've got to start saying yes. And so that optimism starts with just small things. And, you know, one of the things I didn't write enough about in the book, but I speak about it a lot, is if you can't do it for yourself, go do it for others. And, you know, one of my I interviewed 44 amazing people in the world around their yes energy. And so I'm going to give that gift to everybody that's listening today, too. They want to hear those 44 interviews. And one of them was just amazing. And they said, you know, if you can't get up and do it for yourself, and you need that extreme optimistic energy and that behavior, then go give to charity for a day. Go be with people who actually, you know, go work in a food line for a day. Go help somebody else for a day. Go work at a child center. Go work, you know, go support somebody else's life today and then see if you can get a shift.
Wow.
That was amazing. I was like, woo.
That
do it
is
for
amazing.
Yourself. Go do it for someone else.
That is amazing.
And if you're a parent, do it for your kids, for God's sake. They totally see how you behave. And if you think you're hiding it from them, you just better get over that. Their kids see everything. They're brilliant.
Absolutely. And then the idea of forward motion. And I think that is the issue that most people, Laurel, have a problem with, the forward motion.
Correct. And again, I'm a huge, you know, what I call documenter. You know, you can see forward motion in your bank account. You can see forward motion in the results in your life. You can see forward motion if you're trying to get healthier. You know, your body's either doing it or it's not doing it. And it's what you're doing to yourself. You know, so every day there's just got to be forward motion in the right direction. So that goes back to sequencing. So you can always feel like you're in motion, but forward motion means you're achieving a result. That a new year's in place, that a new month's in place, that a new week's in place, a new day's in place. And I always say if you live one day and you didn't get the results and the evidence in your life, which builds confidence, then don't do the day again. Don't just get up and repeat your same day you did yesterday and think you're going to work harder. And, you know, I was on the Dr. Phil's, you know, money expert shows for a while, quite a while. And all of the folks that I work with in those makeovers had the same theme. I'll just work harder doing the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, don't do that, Dan. If you don't know what else to do different, then get help. You know, I mean, it's so interesting how a lot of folks, men tend to not ask for help, you know, way before women don't ask for help. But somebody can help you. Somebody's already done what you want to do. Like, make it easy.
But, you know, isn't that the problem that most people have? Not just men, but women as well. That idea of asking for help, allowing yourself to be vulnerable to say, I need help. I don't know what to do.
Oh, I think that we're conditioned as a nation, more than probably any other nation. You know, I mean, China's pretty easy. There's kind of a different space of asking for help. It's kind of inherently built in team building that's different over there. I think they do. I think self-sufficiency has been ingrained into a lot of American culture, and self-sufficiency is not what's built a great nation. You know, these presidential, you know, campaigns right now drive me nuts because they're not talking about entrepreneurialism enough. They're not talking about what built the nation. They're talking about how to go get unemployed people back to work. Well, the small business owners of America are going to put those people back to work. Big corporations aren't. And so I think that, you know, we have it just so ingrained in our culture to not ask for help, and that it's a weakness. And I think it's the biggest weakness to never ask for help and just to let yourself struggle. And then the lie is like no one can see you're struggling.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you know, that you kind of kid yourself, well, no one's going to see that how much I'm really struggling. I can kind of fake it till I make it. No, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, it's really it's just bad advice.
Absolutely.
You know, ask somebody who's already done what you want to do. It's what I did. I asked somebody who 20 years have been doing real estate way more than I have ever in my life. And he's still one of my dearest, you know, I'd call him my brother friend today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just a dear person who has always helped in my life. And I've helped his life and blessed his life in many other ways since then. So it's what you do when you both are committed, when you demand the relationships in your life shape up. And I really say demand, because you don't have to tolerate them. I don't tolerate any of it. Nobody whines and, you know, is a victim in my presence too long. You have your hits, and then it's like, so what are you going to do about it now?
Absolutely.
You still have a choice. You're going to get up and say yes again today, or are you going to lay down and, you know, say, oh, life happened to me? Well, life happens to all of us.
Yeah, it does. Well, Laurel, I want you to, before you go, I want you to give your website, let people know how they can connect to you. But most importantly, what's the most important thing that you hope that people will take away from Yes Energy?
I want them to say yes every morning. And even if it's to one little tiny thing in your life that you can say yes to, get up every morning and say yes to something.
Mm-hmm.
Something. And you know what? Start saying yes to your children if you're a parent. I mean, they need to hear that instead of no every day. So take action. I mean, really intentional conversation, intentional action is what I want them to hear.
Absolutely. And let people know how they can connect to you, where they can get the book, Yes Energy.
So, YesEnergyBook.com, and in fact, right now the book is not on the bookstores. Will be carrying the book as of Feb 21, so it's actually in the stores, but it's getting ready to be shelved right now. So all the stores have them, so you can go into any of your stores and ask for the order. It's a hard release date of next Tuesday, Feb 21. I'll be in New York. YesEnergyBook.com. You can get the book. We're giving away a 5-day boot camp, those 44 interviews of amazing, amazing, you know, world leaders and their view of Yes Energy and how they did it. So you have 44 models to follow. So if you don't want to follow my model, follow Les Brown, follow John Ashraf, follow John DeMartini, follow, you know, some of the best in the world and how they do Yes Energy. And then we're also doing an 8-week class with me personally. I'm teaching it live, where I'm going to teach people how to put this Yes Energy in their life. That starts March 12th. So all that is a complete gift for doing to get my book at Yes Energy. Stay in touch with us. We're all over the, you know, we're all over.
Absolutely. Laurel Langmire, we want to thank you for spending the earliest and best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT. The book is Yes Energy, the equation to do less and make more. We're going to take a break here, but we're back after this. Laurel, thank you.
Dollar, that's what I need.
Inside the bottle, maybe it's inside the bottle. I had some good old, but it's names is whiskey and wine.
Axion Texas, Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas, Louisiana, small business loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org. Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Henry Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Henry Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Henry Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Chad Bailey, the Executive Director of the Arnold Bonton African American Museum and Cultural Arts Center, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Mel Robertson, Vice President of Louisiana Operations with Axion Louisiana, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This is the official OPT network, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Also, Brian Kubero and Associates. If you've been in a car accident and you just need to know what your legal rights are, if you've been done wrong, make it right with Brian Kubero and Associates. For a free consultation, phone 318-253-0900. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinla one heartbeat at a time. For more information about screenings or about any cardiovascular problems, you can phone 318-442-0106. Axion Texas Louisiana, well, they make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit, and you can start by phoning them at 888-215-2373, extension 1560. Aggressive Health Solutions, if you have had breast surgery or have had a mastectomy, and you need prosthesis or you need bras that actually fit, they specialize in helping you to find those answers. The number to phone is 318-445-4733. And of course, get wired satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus your local channels, and so much more when you phone 318-767-2220. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. If you're just joining us, it's February 15th. It's 8:27 on the OPT Network. And we were just joined by author and also coach Laurel Langmire. She's the author of the new book, Yes Energy, The Equation to Do Less and Make More. And let me just tell you, sometimes your day and your morning can get started so right, and then something can happen that can throw that into a tizzle and can make what seemed so right seem wrong. But I'm here to tell you this morning that when you make the decision to say yes, yes, it's going to be okay, despite how you're feeling, despite those forces that try to come against the positive energy that you may have had starting your morning, starting your work day, just getting started. You have to make a decision to say, you know what, no matter how debilitated I feel, no matter how that person made me feel, I'm still gonna say yes. And the premise of the book is really what we've been talking about. It's how to get what's in you out, but most importantly, how to make that work for you and make money for you. And so these are some of the books and some of the things that we want to try to present so that they can give you maybe just another idea of how to make that happen in your life. And if I hadn't said it one time, I probably have said it a million, that when other people step up to the plate and they make their dreams happen, and whatever it is, whether it's to make $1 million or whether it's just to create a good product, whether it's to start their own business, and they find joy in doing that because that's what they were built to do, well, those are the people that we want to bring to you, because we know that each and every one of you who listen every single morning have a lot of those same ideals, that you're just trying to get what's in you out. And for a lot of people, and Laurel said it, a lot of people don't even know what that is. People are still trying to figure out what they were created to do and why they're here. Well, it starts with seeking. And when you start to look for those things in your life, then at some point, I believe that God and the universe give you that revelation and you find out what it is. You know, sometimes you have people around you and you're like, well, she's doing this and she's doing that and such is doing such and such. Why can't I? Well, this morning, I believe that that yes and that energy says that yes, you can. That you can have the same things that other people have, but they're just things that are meant and built for you. And so what we've all got to do is to get on that journey. And just because you're doing one thing that you're meant to do, there are people that have multiple gifts and talents. And I love people who are able to dig out all of those things, not just be one-dimensional, but use all of those gifts and talents. And so these sorts of shows, we hope, will make you think about that and will make you begin to go within yourself and begin to journal or begin to pray or begin to channel that energy and those things, however you do it. And I know that for everybody, it's different. We're not saying that one way is the right way, but find the way that works for you and make it work. And one of the things that Laurel talked about in the book and we talk about often is having the faith to do it, to do whatever it is that is within you. It takes a lot of faith to do what others can't see. You see, God gives each of us our own vision. And sometimes people on the outside looking in look at your vision and it seems absolutely absurd to them. It seems crazy. And sometimes people will say, well, how are you going to do that? Well, where are you going to get the money to do it? Well, who's going to pay for it? Who's going to buy it? And I understand that well, because when we started this show, there was one person specifically that said, well, how are you going to do that? What are you going to talk about? Well, that's been done already. You know, but when God has given you a gift and a talent, it doesn't matter what people say. And so the whole reason why we bring these great coaches and mentors in, and sometimes, you know, they're speeding through the process to help us to get there, that's why it's important to read the book, this book, if you choose, or read some book, or get inspired some sort of way. Because for some people, you have to put your eye gates on it. You have to sit down and meditate on it. You have to think about it. You have to pray about it. You have to just ponder what it is. Well, if you are looking for people to validate you, sometimes that may or may not happen. And one of the things that she talked about was getting people around you that believe in your vision, that support your vision, that say, yeah, you can do that. They have that yes energy for you. But more than that, that they're honest with you. But when you have been given the vision and that is spoken into your spirit, don't believe the junior prophet when you got it directly from the prophet, if that makes sense. See, sometimes the junior prophet will come around to dissuade you from what you heard and what you know that you know that you know that you know. There's always that junior prophet that's going to come up with a better prophecy than you got from the prophet, from the source. Well, don't let that happen. Surround yourself around people who believe in your vision and that will help you to get there. And we've said it a million times, if we begin to help each other in one person's vision and we serve in that vision and we do all that we can to make someone else's dream a reality and make what God showed them come into fruition, and we begin to see that, well, guess what? God will honor that. He will honor that faithfulness, and the thing that he showed you will be next. But if everybody's going out on their own and discouraging and dissuading others, then I think that it will be hard for people to see their vision come into reality and to take full shape and full form. And one of the things, the other things that I loved in the book was something that I said yesterday. It doesn't have to be perfect. And you don't have to be perfect. And I know for sure women struggle with this issue of perfection. And I'm one of them. And so I have to go through a deprogramming, if you will, of getting that perfection out of my system and just being, just doing the next right thing, doing the work that it takes to get to the next place, it doesn't have to be perfect. But when it comes from your heart, it will be just fine. Whatever that is, it will be fine when it comes from your heart. And so, you know, the book is, I think, a great way to start. It is a great way for us to get going. And so that's why we wanted to bring it. The book, once again, is Yes Energy, the equation to do less and make more. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about Dr. Oz and Dr. Jones and what we're going to be talking about on tomorrow. You're listening to the OPT Network, and we're back after this.
Sometimes you cry. Life never tells us the winds are wise. When you've got friends to wish you well, you'll find a point when you will exhale. Yeah, yeah. Say shoo, 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 baby.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
Louisiana incarcerates more people than any other state in America. Currently, 34,000 people are in prisons or local jails. Every year, 15,000 people return back to local communities from prisons or jail. Reentry Solutions focuses on employment, housing, and restoration of the human spirit. On March 17, 2012, Renegade Harley Davidson, located at 2303 North Mall Drive, Alexandria, will host Faces of Freedom. The re-entry motorcycle ride will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. and the goal is to pre-register 500 bikers. Registration cost is only $20 and all donations are tax deductible. Booth space is now available. For more information, call 318-443-0189. Help break the cycle of incarceration.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubermoon Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubero and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Ryan Gubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Ryan Gubero and Associates, Marksville.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
As a service to those about to try McDonald's new Chicken McBites, we offer proper popping procedure. With thumb and forefinger, grasp the poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast seasoned to homestyle perfection. Position directly in front of open mouth. Then pop, smile, repeat. And now, get snack-sized Chicken McBites for just $1.99. Don't wait, though. Chicken McBites are here only for a limited time. The simple joy of poppable perfection. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Mayor Clarence Fields of the city of Pineville, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jock Roy, the mayor of the city of Alexandria, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Carroll Furniture. Remember, they've got 25,000 square feet of merchandise and a local warehouse. They're located at 1819 Memorial Drive right here in Alexandria. And for more information, you can phone them at 318-448-8090. We want to remind you, as always, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. She listens, she cares, but most importantly, she helps you to save. Williams Tax and Financial Services, that's Hank and Jean Williams, making this broadcast possible this morning and supporting the OPT Network. Also, Hixson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HixsonHasIt.com or go to any of their locations. The Academy of Training Skills. They are absolutely changing lives through programs. Lee Mallett is doing an incredible job at helping to change the way the system looks, helping to create an environment where nonviolent offenders aren't locked up, not learning, not honing and creating a craft for themselves, but where they are going to the Academy of Training Skills and they're learning how to get a specialized craft and skill so that they can go out and be productive in the workplace. If this is something that you're interested in or you've got a family member, go to their website at www.aatts.com. Learn more about how you can be the change that you want to see, or you can phone them at 337-214-0428. And of course, McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're just joining the show, we're wrapping up a conversation that we're really trying to create a situation where people understand what kind of energy it takes to make their business successful. And not only their business, but if you've got something that lies within that you need to do. Before we talk about our show on tomorrow with Dr. Oz and Dr. Jones, I really, DC, you had a great point about Laurel's book, and I wanted you to share that because I hope that people didn't miss it. But if they did, it really bears repeating.
Yes, because Laurel talked real fast. But she made an excellent point when she said that a lot of people, when they're doing business or whatever it is that they're doing, getting that sequence in order. Mm-hmm. Because I know a lot of people came to us when we first started this business saying, hey, look, we can help you to get the website going, or we can help you to get this going, or we can help you to get that going. the first thing I realized that we needed to do is get listeners. Okay, if we end up getting all the websites and all the other things that go along with that and don't have anybody listening, what good is that going to do? And a lot of people do that in business.
Mm-hmm.
When they start their businesses, you know, they're looking at having an accountant and there's nobody coming into the business.
Right. There's no money to count.
There's no money to count. It is very, very important that you put the business in order in terms of what is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are we doing right now? What do we need right now? Because something that I may need 2 years into the business, that may look great and everybody's saying get that, but if I'm not going to need it, why would I spend money on it?
Right. And I think that that's where a lot of people miss it, kind of the cart before the horse.
Absolutely. It makes absolutely no sense to do that. And I love what she said about people who are diet 20.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know a lot of people who think that it is over after they turn 20 or they're 25 years old and they've had a little run in life and they did something that was good, you know, and then they left with the rest of their lives saying, remember when I used to have this or remember
right.
when I used to do that. And it's actually over when life is just going on all around them.
Right. And I guess really no guess to it. She was talking about that metaphorical death where you just stop growing and you stop emerging at 20 years old and then they bury you when you're 70.
Right, right. So basically what happens is people will stop trying to be successful. They stop trying to reach goals because they just give up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she was talking about.
And I think that that is much to do about a spiritual death, too. And that's why these shows are important. And we hope that you'll, even if you grab a hold of just one thing, if you just grab one thing, it could be a game changer. It could be the difference in you doing the next thing or not doing it. And the question that I would ask you to ask yourself is, have you died a spiritual death? Are you dead spiritually in the things that you know that you're supposed to be doing? And that's a question to ponder. It may not be talking to you, maybe, but you know what? That's an interesting point. And I think it's one to just ponder and think about, have I died spiritually? Have I given up on my gifts and dreams? Because that's one of the things, DC, that no matter the hardships that we went through, we never gave up on our dreams.
Absolutely, and you can't.
You know, and it's hard. Sometimes when life beats you up and kicks you in the backside, sometimes it's hard not to give up on your dreams. But I'd say this morning, be encouraged. And if you've given up, you know what? You can get back up and you can pick those dreams up and you can begin to sequence them. Well, changing gears, tomorrow we are super, super excited to welcome back to the OPT Dr. Oz. And we're also going to be joined by Dr. Gary Jones. And we're going to be talking about a 28-day heart disease prevention plan, how to begin to get healthy mind, body, and soul. See, it's not enough to just do one thing. You know, it's not enough to get just one area in balance, because sometimes when you get one area, we're not in balance, when you get one area straight, then the other area is somewhat out of balance. And so he's got a 28-day plan, and many of you who listen to the show daily know that Dr. Jones is a huge contributor to the show, and he has been trumpeting Get Fit Sinlaw, getting fit, eating fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. Fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, that's a mouthful to say. And fresh fruits and vegetables, thank you. Oh, no S on fruits, thank you very much. Okay, it's uniplural, wow. Okay. Well, you guys know what I'm talking about. And so we can't wait to welcome Dr. Oz back, and it'll be a powerhouse conversation with two of the most amazing doctors in the world right here on the official OPT network. It promises to be something that you don't want to miss. And I tell you, as we go and grow, we've got to get more information. I got to take a quick break here. You're listening to On Point Talk, but we're back on the other side right after this.
Oh, I never believed in love at first sight, but you got a magic aura that I just can't explain. Well, you got a way that you're making me feel I can do anything for you, baby. I'll be done for you, baby.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org. Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-6788.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, my name is Mary Boyd Smith with Sinlife Counseling and Consulting Agency, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Darlene St. Romain, Executive Director of Sylvia's Caring Companions, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Tanja's Professional Tax Service. That's in Bunkie. If you're in a Voiles Parish, then you can phone 318-346-6788 or visit 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. And of course, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team. And you can phone them at 318-346-2540 or 337-942-9939. If you're just joining the show, we're back. We had a full conversation with Laurel Langmire. She's the author of Yes Energy. And one of the things I want to share with you from her book, because it's something that we've been talking about really daily, and it's about perfection. And I was talking a little bit about perfection in the last segment, but this is really something that I hope will bear witness with your spirit, because it did with mine. She says, many people would rather do nothing than fail or make mistakes. They're so afraid of how they're perceived that they'd rather deny their gifts altogether. Gifts, though, are not unassailable. They need to be recognized, nurtured, and protected. Yet they are vulnerable to attack. And so the point is this. Sometimes the fear of failing impairs us so much that we absolutely do nothing. Fear is something that we have been talking about. We're going to continue to talk about. It's a natural human emotion. It is something that we all have to deal with on a daily basis, but we've got to learn how to put fear in its place and do it afraid. Do it trusting that God has a plan, that he's given you the gifts and talents, and that it's his job to make it happen. Whatever he has shown you, whatever you have in you, it's God's business. He's got to perfect those things that concern you and that concern me. So wherever you are in your life, if you have been standing and believing and just have this inkling, something told me, you know, whatever you call it about doing that thing that you were called to do, I'd say push past your fear and start growing your faith. Because one of the things that she said also that was critical is that there are people that are in need of the gift that you have. And if you never dig that out, if you never excavate that gift, then that will be one less gift or gifts that the world will never be privy to. It may not be the world. It may be your family. It may be your community. It may be your church. It may be your workplace, wherever your sphere of influence is. So this morning, I hope that you feel just a little bit more encouraged about finding what it is that you're supposed to be doing, and find a mentor, someone that has been there, that has done it, that can show you the path and the road to success. And so that's what it's really all about. It's about people coming together. And guess what? One of the new isms for this morning is this. The squeaky wheel is the one that gets the oil. If you don't open up your mouth and ask for help, then no one will ever know that you need help. And it's okay to allow yourself to be vulnerable and ask for what you need. So that's a big thing as well, opening up your mouth and asking for what you need. And there's always going to be there someone there that's going to help you. We want to thank you as always for listening, and we want to remind you to tune in the morning, Dr. Oz and Dr. Gary Jones. It is going to be an amazing show. It is going to be one that is going to inspire you. And don't forget that Dr. Maya Angelou is going to be on the official OPT network on Friday. So we're excited about the rest of the week. Thank you guys so much, as always, for joining us and spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And have a great and a safe Wednesday. And we'll see you right back here on Thursday. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. We'll see you tomorrow. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.